First off, nope and nope. Not Amazon and not Starbucks. Those stocks have done well. They've climbed more than 200% since March 2008, but Alaska Air outperformed them by far. Shares of the airline have surged about 500%. Mike Durchin is an airline analyst with CRT Capital Group. He says one reason Alaska's done so well is that it's added routes as far east as Boston and as far west as Hawaii. That's allowed the company to be a lot less dependent on summer travelers.
It's a company that can now make money in all four quarters of the year, whereas in the old days, Alaska could only make money, in the second and third quarters.
He says Hawaii in particular was a big boost. Business travelers now have incentive to rack up frequent flyer miles on Alaska so they can take their families to Maui for a vacation. Durchin says Alaska's also been very focused on cutting costs and was an early adopter of self-service kiosks. But that focus on cutting costs has taken a toll on some people. In 2005, Alaska laid off hundreds of baggage handlers at SeaTac Airport and outsourced the work. Those workers and other SeaTac ground crew recently unionized, complaining that they earn poverty-level wages. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.